Hey, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod.
Hello.
The only podcast where your two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
After all these weeks, can you believe that we still don't have mystical powers?
After all these weeks, can you believe that we still don't know how to open the show?
Nope.
That person that couldn't believe how to open the show was Ben Noble. He does have mystical powers.
And that
he
person
can catch all the Pokemon.
That person without mystical powers is Brian. So, since we still haven't learned how to read cards or open the show, we're going to continue doing our three-card spread. We're going to get the question, and then we're going to flip over a card that's going to speak to the recent past, something that gives our querent a present action to take, and then perhaps a future outcome or future action.
Yeah. And then we're going to do a card of the week, so everybody who didn't get their question answered today, which is everyone in the world except for one person. So everybody that isn't that person, I'm not sorry, because you're going to get something anyway.
Wouldn't that be awesome if that's how the lottery worked? Like, one person won a lot of money, but then, like, everybody else got a scratcher?
It would be nice. But the world's not a fair place.
It's not.
Let's try and make it a little more fair for one person.
For one person.
Just.
But also for everybody else, because they get the tarot equivalent of a scratcher.
It is the tarot equivalent of a scratcher. It's just a quick, easy shot of endorphins.
It may or may not be helpful.
And one lucky listener is going to win $10 million. Ben has promised it.
Yeah. Well, $10 million, the tarot version of $10 million.
Yeah.
Which is a thoughtful reading.
Yeah. And so that person will be announced next week. And they win the $10 million of tarot cash.
But this week's winner of the tarot cash is Jesslyn.
And Jesslyn asks, how can I find balance this year? So let's just dive right in.
Flip.
Oh, Ben, that you may have thought that that was an actual card flipping.
Yeah, let them know it wasn't.
If this is your first rodeo here with our podcast, you may not know that Ben is a master of Foley work. So anything you hear, whether it's the sound of someone drinking out of a paper coffee cup, someone flipping over a paper card, someone folding a paper origami crane, or fire trucks driving past my house, that's all done with Ben Noble's mouth. And horse sounds are some coconuts that he brings with him everywhere. So I just want to let you know that card flipping sound, we did flip a card, but what you heard, that came from Ben Noble.
Because when you flip a card, it doesn't make a lot of noise.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of why the whole industry of Foley work exists.
Yeah.
So should we just dive right in again?
Yeah.
But it's already flipped.
It's already flipped. It's the Nine of Pentacles reversed.
Pentacles, also known as coins. But on this deck, it is Pentacles. So the Nine of Pentacles might be pointing to financial setback or loss due to some poor planning.
So the imbalance that you have felt in the recent past, Jesslyn, might be related to money or finances. And it could also mean that you're working too hard and need to take a break. You might need to let go of like some of your really ambitious financial goals, and especially if those are going to interfere with your personal life and get in the way of you being able to at least relax some of the time.
Yeah. A lesser known saying from bros before hoes or whatever is emotional life before pentacles. So
it doesn't have the same ring to it. Might be why it's lesser known.
It's better in the Middle English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe also you're striving for that dream standard of living, but something's standing in the way. And the upside down nine of coins seems to say that that's a mental shift that you have to make. You have to change your perspective. It's okay to want things, and nobody's going to fault you for investing in luxury, but you have to get yourself to the right place in your head to do that.
Cool. So moving into our present action card, I'm sensing that the imbalance has to do obviously with money, and maybe it's not even like physical currency, but mental attitudes about money.
Could be. Let's see what we've got.
Flip.
Ah.
The Tower reversed.
Wow.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wow, Jesslyn.
The worst card in the deck.
When it is just standing straight up, the tower is really a stressful card. I hate pulling this card because I don't know how to read it positively. This turmoil and stress, when it's upright, means that there's going to be change and rebirth. What does it mean when it's upside down, Ben?
Well, when it's upside down, it could mean that you're avoiding change or loss. You're sort of stalling and, you know, rather than accepting that something bad or negative could happen, you're trying to hold it off rather than just kind of holding your nose and getting through it.
And that seems to go with the reverse Nine of Pentacles also, in like that shift you have to make mentally. The idea that you're going to be able to achieve this balance, you're going to be able to reach the lifestyle that you want to reach, but some not as pleasant stuff has to occur, and you've got to not resign yourself to it, but...
Well, I think the positive reading of it is that the reverse tower is like a warning. Like, upright, the tower is like, boom, change is here, things are happening, get over it, deal with it. Whereas reversed, you know the change is coming, and now you can kind of prepare for it. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be easy, but at least you know it's coming and can kind of get your ducks in a row, so to speak.
Look at Ben Noble, able to take the tower, spin it into something positive, and mention baby ducks all in one reading.
All right, well, let's see where this nets out.
I guess he doesn't want to talk about how awesome he is.
No, we're just going to move on. To how awesome Jesslyn's future is going to be. Flip.
The Knight of Coins. So this guy, he gets stuff done. He's
like a dude holding a coin on top of this big burly horse.
Yeah, and it's like a really pretty black horse with red horse stuff on it.
Mm.
He just looks like he's got stuff under control, and he looks like he's going to like deliver this coin to someone. He is the Knight of Pentacles is really methodical and rigorous. He doesn't really buck the system. He knows what works, and he applies that formula for success to everything he does. He uses hard work, possibly hard choices, to accomplish what he's going after.
And as with every court card in the tarot deck, pages, knights, queens, and kings, they might be you or they might be someone else in your life. So if you are the knight in this situation, then you need to be reliable. You need to be a good provider. You need to do what you know needs to get done and accept responsibility for those actions. Overall, as Brian was saying, the Knight of Coins is conservative. Well, we don't know his politics.
He is apolitical.
We don't know who he voted for. Probably nobody, because it's...
He's in a monarchy. Yeah.
You don't really get to vote for anyone.
Yeah, so lay off him, okay?
Yeah, so he has a conservative approach to life, though. And as the Knight of Pentacles, you don't need to change your routine. You just need to keep executing the plan. You need to keep moving forward. And it may not be the most exciting advice, but it's good advice if you just stick to the path.
Yeah, and if the knight is someone else, then they are likely advising you to do simple, repeatable tasks that can help you along your way. They're probably advising you to take this conservative path, which makes sense because what we've had up to this point is that there's decisions that need to be made that possibly you haven't been making, and then later with the tower, that it is going to come time to make those choices. And in order to get that balance that you're looking for, you've got to make some choices and get yourself on track.
And stick to those choices once you make them. I think maybe that's what the Knight of Pentacles means in that future spot of, like, you know you need to make a change. You're feeling financially imbalanced, or your lifestyle isn't matching expectations. You're going to need to make a change. Once you make that change, stick to it, and you'll reap the rewards.
How's that sound, Jesslyn? I hope it helped. I hope we did something good today, besides Ben bringing me coffee, which is always want. Can I tell you guys how great Ben is as a human being? He turned the upside down tower card into a card about baby ducks and kittens playing with a ball of string while a baby goat watches. And he also brought me 2 cups of coffee because usually I get a bottomless cup in the morning. He's great.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah.
What if we made our own tarot deck where the tower was that?
Was a tower of baby ducks and kittens playing with a ball of string, and the things falling off of it were baby goats that were just jumping for joy?
Yeah, maybe then it wouldn't be so stressful to pull.
Then people would be like, oh man, the 9 of cups? That's stupid. I wanted the tower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, the 9 of cups will be even better.
So if somebody wants to make that deck for us, we'll take it. But anyway, thank you, Jesslyn. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that, Ben?
No.
I'm just vamping right now.
No, I think now it's time to move on to the Scratcher.
Wait, Ben, before you move on to the card of the week, we have a special segment that we're going to try out. My hair is blue. Did you know that about me?
I knew that because I'm looking at you.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys knew that about me, but I have blue hair. And the blue hair that I have is from a woman named Lisa. And she does magical things with hair, like turning it blue. She also does magical things with magic 8-balls. And so what we decided to do is ask her to get some of the questions that she gets for the Magic 8-Ball from her friends and to answer some of them. So right now, we're going to just cut over to Lisa and see what her Magic 8-Ball has to say. Over to you, Lisa.
This is Lisa Kelly with the Magic 8-Ball Corner. For when you want your life's questions answered by a plastic toy from Target, I got your back. We're going to go right into this, starting with Christy. Christy asks, am I going to hit traffic on my drive to the airport? Better not tell you now. That can go either way. So good luck with that. 8-Ball didn't see it. Justin. Justin asks, will I f*** anything this year? Ask again later. Too early in the game, I think. Time will tell. Ray. Will I ever find my missing dark cardigan? Yes, definitely. Don't go buy another cardigan. It's going to show up. Steve. Steve asks, does my butt? Steve, you may rely on it. Gabby asks, is my math professor an alcoholic? Oh, concentrate and ask again. All right, I'm going to try this again. Is Gabby's math professor an alcoholic? Outlook not so good. The signs might be telling you the wrong thing. He might be dry. Krista asks, is the doctor going to play with my butt when I'm put under for my colonoscopy? Outlook good. Maybe find a new doctor before you get that done. Christy asks, will I regret doing this thing I'm going to do? Reply hazy, try again. I don't think it really knows what you're going to do. That's why it's hazy. So, moving on. Miles asks, is it rickets? Is it rickets? Outlook not so good. So I don't know if that means, I guess it's not rickets. So maybe outlook is good. Mike asks, is this a good idea? Concentrate and ask again. All right, I will ask because he asked a second time, is this a good idea? As I see it, yes. I got one more here from Marshall. Marshall asks, will I feel a sense of fulfillment or completion prior to or upon my death? We're going to break this down to, will you feel the fulfillment and completion prior to death? Signs point to yes, so that's good. We don't even need to ask upon my death. I think you're going to feel it before. All right, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening, and I will be answering your questions again soon.
Thank you so much, Lisa. If you guys like that bit, then we'd love to keep doing it. Just let us know in our comments on iTunes, or send us an email, or shoot us a tweet of how much you like Lisa. And if you want your hair to be blue, contact me and I will get you her information. Also, she does so many other colors, like unicorn colors. She could probably do, like, if you wanted black hair and you have like dark brown hair, I bet she'd be really good at that. If you wanted to lighten up some blonde hair, but she really likes doing color. So that's why I have blue hair, because I don't have agency in my own life. Ben, can you please choose a card of the week? Can you stop stalling and just choose a card of the week?
Flip.
Oh.
We have the Five of Cups reversed. And Brian, I feel like we're always talking about the Five of Cups.
We do talk about the Five of Cups a lot because they're spilled.
They're spilled. Well, three of them are spilled.
Three of them are spilled. Two of them are up. But the good news is we have the upside down Five of Cups. It's reversed. So instead of
Does that mean that the stuff in the two cups that aren't spilled is going to fall out because it's upside down now?
Yeah, it kind of means that everything got spilled, doesn't it?
That's kind of what it seems like.
Because the ones are on their side, so they're spilling regardless.
Yeah. And
that, but what it really means is that you're accepting things. You're finding peace with your situation. So there are bad things in life. There are hard things in life.
What?
I know. I mean, not your life.
Well.
And not mine.
But other people's.
Sometimes my hair fades. Oh. And it's not as blue as it used to be.
Sometimes you don't win when you do the scratch off.
But you do this time because it's tarot scratch off. It's the card of the week. As you know, because you've been listening as long as we've been talking.
We're still in the card of the week.
We are still in the card of the week. It's a very meta situation that we're in right now. But what this says, it kind of goes along with Jesslyn's reading also. Like, stuff's going to go on, and you're going to go on. Bad stuff's going to happen, and the sun is also going to rise tomorrow, like Papa Hemingway said. He's a famous tarot reader.
So if bad stuff happens this week, you know, just accept it.
You have to accept it because that's what's happened. Once a thing occurs, it can't not have occurred. All you can do is...
Yeah, but sometimes people get mad about it.
You can get mad about it. And if it's something that is changeable, then you can accept that it happened and then work to change it. If it's something that's not changeable, you can accept that it happened and then adjust your life so that you can keep being fulfilled. I feel like I sound like I'm mad today, but really I just have kind of a sore throat. I'm not mad at any of you. Ben, I'm mad
at all of you.
Ben is constantly mad. He's the angriest little man in the world. I'm sorry I called you a little man.
Yeah, so now you see why I'm angry.
That was really rude. But, you know, that's where the tarot takes you. Sometimes it takes you to bad places. Maybe you should just accept it and move on.
Wow. All right, so we'll move on into the outro of the show. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to our website at amateurtarot.tumblr.com.
If you want to get in touch with Ben in particular, you can reach him through his website at imakingallthisup.com.
You can hit up Brian, who's Zen Iron Man on Twitter. And actually, I did just redesign my website last week, so you could go check out imakingallthisup.com. And
oh, go check out Ben's website, because he is a great man. Did I tell you about the ducks, the kittens, the baby goats, and the puppy ears that he personally will rub on your cheek very softly? He's amazing. He turned the tower card into something unbelievable.
And on my website, I turned a little gif of Pidgey into a little tiny flapping gif at the end of a sentence.
Aw, and look at you bringing it back around to Pokemon, which I talked about earlier.
Full circle.
About you. Ugh, he truly is
the a tarot
magician.
Is a journey.
Truly, truly.
If you have a question like Jesslyn, you can send that to amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. Or for shorter questions, or even to get like a quick daily reading, you can tweet at tarotamateur. Man, every time I say that, I'm like, do people know how to spell amateur? It's a hard word to spell.
Tarot is kind of tricky also. But if you don't, just you've looked up the name of this podcast, just copy and paste that.
That's a good point.
I'm not going to spell it for you because that would take way too long. Yep. And we're really about concision here. Is concision a word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Concision. We don't want to make things take longer than they need to take.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that took too long, thank you, Jesslyn. Thank you for your question. We should have thanked you immediately after the outro music, but we didn't.
And thank you, Lisa, for your psychic powers.
We did thank her, but we're going to thank her again.
It's the end of the show.
No.
And now I want to thank you in advance for rating and reviewing our show on iTunes.
Oh, how much does that cost?
It's free.
Does it do anything for us?
Yeah, it does. It helps other people listen to this show and get really good advice.
So, if you'd like advice, you can contact us. If you just would like to be kind to everyone else in the world, you can rate and review us on iTunes. If you are a good person deep in your heart, rate and review us on iTunes. And if you're a bad person deep in your heart, rate and review us on iTunes. And if you're a morally ambiguous person, rate and review us on iTunes.
And with that,
we're done.
Bye. Hey guys, it's your favorite co-host, Ben here, and you might have heard our new theme song, and we owe it to our friends at Hung Monster Sound for that amazing, catchy jingle. They are a collective of freelancers headed by Adam Frick, and they work at Shock City Studios. Man, that's a tough one to say. You almost say a dirty word in there if you're not careful. That's in South City, and they record VO and score music and do sound effects and I mean, they don't do Foley work like I do Foley work, but you know, they do their own thing. And they will take your project and give it the sonic love it deserves and deliver it back sounding better than you ever thought possible. So thank you very much to Hug Monster Sound for our sweet, sweet theme music. And Adam Frick, you rock. Flip.
Hey, this is Brian, just checking in again. We forgot to give a big shout out to Lisa, our Magic 8-Ball reader. And so I just wanted to say, if you want awesome colored hair, and if you live in the St. Louis area, or you're willing to travel upwards of, 25,000 miles to see her, you can find her at the Boulevard Hair Company at 8193 Big Ben Boulevard in Webster Groves, Missouri. So I guess your best bet would be to look up the Boulevard Hair Company and make an appointment, because if she just has like a swath of followers coming after her, that's going to make it harder for me to get my hair blued. So don't do that. Whatever you do, don't go to Lisa Kelly, because if you do, you're not going to stop going to Lisa. There's going to be just a trail of people on pilgrimages to her, and then I'm not going to be able to get my stuff done. So I guess my big pitch for Lisa is definitely do not contact her via the Boulevard Hair Company at 8193 Big Ben Boulevard in Webster Groves, Missouri. Steer clear. Go to someone you'll be very unhappy with anywhere else. And I hope to not see you when I'm getting myself blued.